Distorted View Daily proudly presents Why Home Shopping Network Hosts Should Not Demonstrate Cheaply Made Swords Live on the Air.
1101-1816 is the item number on this one. And the nice thing about these practice katanas... Oh, that hurt big time. A piece of that, just the tip, just got me, Odell. Oh, that got me good.
You all right?
A piece of that tip just got me.
Oh, folks, right now, we may need emergency surgery in the studio.
Freaks, it's Monday, July 13th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, the elderly conspiracy. Dun, dun, dun. Plus, texting in sewage, and high schools are advocating masturbation. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Bone Queequee Henson. This is the district. It's an ethnic name. You gotta respect your roots. I am so happy to be back, starting a brand new week of shows. Thank you very much for joining me. At the top of the show, I've got some brand new music from DV favorite Tonetta. Now, if you're a new listener and are not familiar with Tonetta's work, let me explain what he does. He composes music, he writes lyrics, does all of the instrumentals. Then, he records himself on video, lip-syncing to his own music, shirtless, many times wearing just a thong. Here is his newest single, called Viral, with a couple of dollar signs around it.
She said she forgot to pee.
Alright, when the first line of the song is, she said she forgot to pee, you know you're about to hear something special.
She said she forgot to pee. He said he forgot to shit. Open to the public, piss and shit. No one gives a fuck anymore.
Alright, I'm not entirely sure where he's going with this song, but I'm interested to find out. I'm on the edge of my seat.
No one gives a fuck anymore.
Guy is a genius. A whore is walking the streets, and he's searching for meat.
Money runs.
I like his music because it really tells a story.
Money runs this world. It's so easy to see. Sex for bucks. Who got fucked? You, the girl, or the world? Come on, people. It's only paper. Government trash. Queen on the throne. And I'm King Fuck. Chuck him up, boom, yeah. I'm King Fuck. Chuck him up, boom. Yeah, yeah.
I want you all to refer to me as King Fuck from now on. Now, the great thing about Tonetta, and there are a lot of great things about Tonetta, is that when he gets on a singing spree, he'll post 4 or 5 videos in the span of an hour. You can't turn off this man's creativity. And quite frankly, I'm honored to say that he has written and performed a song about me. Now, I gotta say, I get such a kick out of this shit because I don't give a shit about celebrities, right? If I never talk to a celebrity or meet a celebrity, that's fine. I just feel like the real celebrity, the people that I get excited about, are people like Roy Killer War, interviewing him. That was fun. That was exciting. And last year when C.B. Walker called in to wish me a happy birthday, and now Tonetta singing me a song. These are my celebrities. So here we go. I have no idea who contacted Tonetta about this and asked him to, you know, record a song about me. But whoever did, thank you so much. My birthday is August 1st, so it's coming up. It's about half a month away. Here is Tonetta singing me an early birthday song. Take it away, Tonetta.
We're having a party, a birthday party, just for Tim, just for him, Tim Hansen. Give the candles a blow and cut the cake. Get on the floor and dance and shake. Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tim. Happy birthday to you. We've got balloons, party hats and kazoos. All for Tim. All for him, Tim Hansen. Well, you the birthday boy, you the party boy. Three cheers ahead, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray. I say, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Tim. Happy birthday to you. Give the candles a blow and cut the cake. Get on the floor and dance and shake. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. We're having a party, a birthday party, just for Tim. All for him, Tim Hansen. Tim Hansen.
Oh, that is excellent. Thank you so much, Tonetta. I need to get him on the program for an interview. If you want to check out the video, because really, hearing it is just half the fun. You have to see him dancing around shirtless. It's brilliant. You can check out his video just by surfing on over to YouTube/DistortedViewShow. It's my top favorite video right now. I think the thing I like most about his birthday song for me is that he's kind of singing it as if I'm a child, right? Talking about balloons and kazoos and stuff. Yet he's gyrating half naked on YouTube for me. So part of Tonetta's charm. Moving on, I found an interesting piece of audio that I know will appeal to my audience. This is where, I don't know if this was for some television show or what, but they were asking people on the streets what they dislike about the elderly.
What drives you crazy about old people?
They stink.
They smell.
They smell bad. They do smell a little funky. When you walk past them, like, you know it's an old person.
There's like an old body odor.
They smell bad. Like, they clean themselves, but they still smell bad.
I gotta tell you, that's the least of my problems with the elderly. Yes, they smell like, you know, hot, musty piss. By the way, I don't know if you guys have ever been into a nursing home. And maybe it was just the nursing home my parents placed my grandmother. I'm guessing it wasn't, though. But nursing homes have a distinct piss smell. And if I had any brains, I would create some sort of industrial-grade deodorizer or something. I don't know, hook it up to the air vents or have some sort of, like, Febreze sprinklers that are attached to the ceiling or something. But the smell, when you walk through the doors into a nursing home, it's like a punch to the gut, it's so strong. It's the stank of 200 elderly people living in closed quarters. I don't know how the workers put up with it without, like, wearing gas masks or something. I commend you people. And, you know, not only is it that old person mothball piss stank, but, you know, sometimes the old people shit themselves too, so you got a little bit of that mixed in. And that's just one of the more trivial things I hate about old people. I hate their false sense of entitlement. Just because they didn't die, they deserve all sorts of benefits. I hate the idea of special housing for the elderly. Like these housing developments or apartment communities or condos or whatever that will only rent to 55-year-old people or older. Like, isn't that fucking discrimination? How can they get away with that?
They would
never fly the other way around.
They clean themselves, but they still smell bad.
We do have a totally different smell.
Young people actually smell way better.
Yeah, they don't smell like death. They're not rotting right before your very eyes.
Better. Young people smell like ganj.
Younger people tend to smell fresh.
What is it? Younger people smell like gunge? Better.
Young people smell like ganj.
Younger.
Or maybe like ganj? Ganja, maybe?
Younger people tend to smell fresher, except for, like, boys.
Old people smell like mothballs.
They smell like dentures.
Old soap.
They smell like tuna.
Old people smell like dentures. It's a very specific smell, I guess.
They smell like dentures.
Old soap.
They smell like tuna.
A stale broccoli tossed with, like, rotten eggs
and tuna.
And tuna.
And tuna.
It's just like a bad sushi smell.
Old people, since, like, they lose their hearing eventually, then they can't hear when they fart.
They smell like sour onions.
Onions that make you cry.
They eat too much cold cuts. It seeps through their pores and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. The same thing happens with those Middle Eastern people and the goddamn curry.
They eat too much cold cuts. It seeps through their pores and stuff like that.
They don't shower enough.
They can't hold their urine like they used to, and it probably comes out. So, you know, they don't really probably realize they might smell like pee.
Old people smell like pee.
Old people sometimes smell like cat food and whey.
They smell like weed?
Yeah, like whey, not weed.
Yeah, I could sort of see the cat food thing. Yeah.
They smell weed, it wouldn't be a problem.
Well, I ain't never smelled no old person, because I ain't sniffing no old person.
Yeah, I want to know where to go at.
So I couldn't tell you.
I want the go. Show me the go. The whistles go woo woo. Oh, speaking of Bub Rub, guess who made an appearance in a recent Ventrilo harassment video?
The whistles got woo!
Real quick, for those of you who don't know, gotta explain what Ventrilo is every time we talk about this, because there's always some people who don't get it. But Vent, basically, is a voice chat program that lets people chat while they play computer games together, right? So here we go. This guy is going to play Bub Rub sound clips and annoy the Vent users.
I'm already, like, trying to quit. And then I want to play some more. I want to play some more of this gay Halo League.
Oh, that's a cute name.
What? What's his name?
Bub Rub?
His name is Bub Rub.
Isn't it
that
cute?
That name's elite, dude. You need to keep that name.
Ugh. Ugh. Why? I hate when people talk like they type. Lulz. LOL. That's elite, dude.
Sexy as fuck.
Yeah,
sexy as fuck.
It's so
keep
cute.
It.
The whistles got woo!
What the hell? What the hell? What was that?
Now, I love it because at first, this always happens. The people in the chat room think it's hilarious, right? And then that soon turns to frustration and then just a stream of vulgarity.
The whistles go, woo!
Woo-woo!
Who's
oh,
doing that?
It's that Bub Rub.
Sorry.
That's a wheat name.
It's that woo woo!
Who are you, dude?
Why the hell?
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. Oh shit, nice.
Well, you want a woo woo?
I don't want a woo woo.
Woo woo! That's only in the morning. That's like an alarm clock. Woo woo!
Okay. I can't tell if that's like a TV show or actual voice or something.
You're getting warmer.
You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so.
Ow.
Well, you want a woo woo?
Who are you, seriously?
Woo woo! It's that woo woo!
Oh god.
Oh my god. No, I don't know what you're fucking saying, you dumb cunt. What are you trying to say?
That it's gay? That woo woo!
No, 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 please stop, stop!
Hey, stop, you dumbass. I'm gonna mute that fucking faggot. He's muted, dude. I'm sick of him.
Hey, he did dumb faggot. He's a fag. Ugh.
He's muted, dude.
I hate the way kids talk.
He's muted, dude.
Just say, hey, you're a faggot! Fag! Not fag. You're a faggot. You're a faggot. It's the faggy way of saying faggot, quite frankly.
He's muted, dude. I'm sick of him.
Now, whoever is doing this harassment is brilliant because during that last exchange, he was capturing the audio of the kid, and now he's going to play back clips of that kid talking, which is just gonna piss him off even more and confuse the other people in the chat room.
Someone wants me to get an IRC. I don't want to get an IRC. That shit is crap. Dude, it was so funny, dude.
Yeah, you can tell which part of the audio is the sound clips being played back because they're a little bit louder.
The hell? The fuck is doing that? Okay, hold on. He's muted. I suck at it. Wow. Do you honestly get pleasure out of doing shit like that? You must be a fucking fag. I don't know. Wow. Probably fucking Exora, the fucking idiot.
Exora?
I guarantee it's Exora, because there's nothing else better to do than waste all, like, his whole day on vents recording people, because he's fucking stupid.
I love how they say, like, oh, he has nothing better to do than waste his whole day on vent. What, you know, messing around with people is way more fun than playing, you know, fucking World of Warcraft or something. Much more fulfilling, in my opinion.
He's like LOLing. Oh my god. It's definitely Exora. Why is this stupid shit like this? Dude, it was so funny, dude. Wow, you must get a lot of pleasure out of doing this. Honestly, no one cares. No? Healthy stuff. It's actually kind of funny, but okay. Dude, it was so funny, dude.
I thought he had muted the guy.
My god, dude. Fuck off. Crazy Yo, train.
Crazy train, everyone.
Oh no. Now someone with the username Crazy Train happened to pop in the chat room. I wonder what's gonna happen.
The same guy again. Hello, Welling. Oh my god. Oh my god. Hello, Welling.
All right, you get the idea. I love those vent harassment videos. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, you've been missing quite a bit in the last couple of days. It was a weekend full of jerking off, thinking of your 63-year-old mother-in-law, pantyhose-eating trannies, explosive diarrhea, and video responses from their admirers. Did a video cast this weekend and a bonus weekend episode chock full of love and excellent audio. If you want to sign up, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget, for a little while longer, you can still sign up for lifetime memberships. You'll never have to dick around with reoccurring payments again. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus all of the weekly bonuses we do. All right. Now, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story comes from England. A Sheffield school is advising school pupils that they have a right to an enjoyable sex life and that regular sex can be good for their cardiovascular health. The advice appears in leaflets circulated to parents, teachers, and youth workers and is meant to update sex education by telling students about the benefits of sex. That's the exact opposite of what Texas is teaching their high school kids. Yow, sex is dirty. Hurt. You're going to get pregnant, and you're going to get sores all around your coot hole, okay? Plus, the baby Jesus is watching, and that's almost pedophilia. Dear Lord, you are not a pedophile, are you? That's my Texas accent, by the way. If you want a meaningful relationship, why not let your daddy take you to a purity ball and make a promise that he'll be the only man in your life until you get married? Of course, sucking off the quarterback of the football team doesn't count, nor does anal, so it's a manageable thing. Should be a promise you'll be able to keep. Yow. Okay, the authors of the guidance say that for too long, experts have concentrated on the need for safe sex and committed relationships while ignoring the principal reason that many people have sex. To get off at any cost. Entitled Pleasure. I think I've read that romance novel. It's a Harlequin classic. Fabio's on the cover. All right, yes, Entitled Pleasure. The leaflet has been drawn up by NHS Sheffield, but it is also being circulated outside the city. The leaflet carries the slogan, "An orgasm a day keeps the doctor away." It also says health promotion experts advocate 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day and 30 minutes of physical activity 3 times a week. What about sex or masturbation twice a week? Steve Slack, the director of the Center for HIV and Sexual Health, who is one of the leaflet's authors, says that instead of promoting teenage sex, it could encourage young people to delay losing their virginity until they are certain they will enjoy the experience. It'll also keep them locked away in their bathroom for extended periods of time. I'm just working out, Mom! Mr. Slack believes that if teenagers are fully informed about sex and are making their decisions of their own will in a loving relationship, they have an equal right as an adult to an enjoyable sex life. Anthony Seldon, the headmaster of Wellington College, which recently introduced classes in emotional well-being, said the leaflets were deplorable. Apparently he doesn't agree with Mr. Slack's opinion. All right, second story we have for you today. I love this one because it exposes elderly people for the frauds they are. Now, in an unrelated news story, I was watching on the news recently. There's a big story in Cleveland that some guy who has been living in Cleveland for a while is actually a Nazi, right? And so they've been trying to deport him back to Germany so he can, stand trial or whatever. And for the longest time, you know, it's sort of been tied up in our courts, like, is he well enough to go to make the flight? Their family is saying he's a very sick man. And, you know, when you see the police trying to transport him, he's always, like, in a stretcher, and he's being carried, and he's got his mouth open, like, I'm in pain. Why are you doing this to me? But then they released video, like surveillance video of this guy while they were, like, watching him. And he's cruising around town, getting in and out of his car without the aid of a walker or a wheelchair or anything. The second you tell him you gotta go back to Germany, though, he's like an invalid. Drool coming out of his mouth. And he shit myself! So, you know, it's all kind of an act. And I think a lot of old people do it. Just so they get more sympathy. The story comes from Arizona. A Green Valley man who was stung nearly 1,000 times by bees was back home on Saturday. World War II vet John Poole says he's again feeling pretty good now that he's back in his home. The 84-year-old is legally blind. I don't know if I believe that either. And was using his walker to take his toy poodle Shadow for a stroll when all of a sudden he was attacked by bees on Thursday morning. He says he tossed aside the walker, right? He threw it. He picked up his walker, tossed it, and started to run as fast as he could to get home. So what that tells me is he doesn't need a walker. It's all for show. It's a big production. I'm a World War II vet. I want my senior discount coffee. Look at me. I'm so frail in my walker. Pfft. Wipe my ass. It's disgraceful, quite frankly. He says he tossed aside the walker and moved as fast as he could to get home, where his wife Norma used a hose to wash off hundreds of bees and then called for help. Firefighters used credit cards to scrape away hundreds of stingers. Don't you need something to pull them out? You're just scraping them. After sending Poole to the hospital, they tore down a block wall where the bees had made their hive. Poole was released on Friday. Shadow was also stung. She died. That's actually the saddest part of the story. Because you know that dog was thinking, I am going to outlive this fucker. And the day he kicks it will be my Independence Day. And I will feast on his human flesh before the paramedics arrive. Final story we have for you today. This one kind of puts a smile on my face, too. It comes from Travis, New York. A teenager is recovering after falling several feet into an open manhole. She was texting and walking when it happened. I fell in a hole, Alexis Longaria said. The Travis resident laughs about it now, but when the accident happened, it was a shock. She was walking along Victoria Boulevard, about to read a text message on her girlfriend's cell phone, when the sidewalk was suddenly gone. Like, there was no warning about a big open hole, she said. Yeah, there would have been if you weren't staring at your goddamn phone. That's just like if you were staring at your phone while you're walking in the middle of the street, and a car whizzes by and hits you. There was no warning! Well, there was a stop sign, but you would have to actually be paying attention in order to see it, you see? I wonder if her best friends are the two bitches who got struck by a train after they decided to tan on the train tracks. All right. Alexa tumbled 6 feet underground and landed in 4 inches of raw sewage. A manhole. My kid falls down a manhole, Kim Longaria or whatever the fuck her name is said. In a word, Alexa's mother says it was horrible. She was smelly, she said. Alexa also had cuts across her arms and down her back. They know it could have been worse if the sewer had been full or if Alexa had hit her head. Apparently, the reason why the manhole was left unattended was because they were working on flushing a high-pressure sewer on Wednesday evening, and they left to get cones to market. There you go. It's a teenage trap, and it worked beautifully. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies.
What's up, dude? It's Matt from the Jam Hall.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, is it just me, or did that Tyrese or Tyrell or whatever that fucking dude's name is, the old guy with the pork rinds and the fucking dildo penis or bloody whatever, did it sound like he was reading that or something? Like, I don't know, man. It just sounded weird. Maybe it's because he was crazy and drunk or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was listening to it, and the more I listened to it, the more it totally sounded like he was reading some shit and, like, I don't know, just being outrageous just for outrageous sake.
Yeah, and the other thing that very well could be, but it doesn't change the fact that he's a creepy-looking old man.
What did Tone Deaf Sean do of the Tone Deaf radio show? What the fuck did he do to get everyone all pissed off at him? Because whatever it was, I need to do that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I think just a couple people jumped on that. I think it was because, you know, I was playing Tone Deaf Sean every single day on the show, and I think people were getting annoyed by that. And again, I don't listen to these beforehand, so I don't know who I'm grabbing here.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Sean Milo here. I'm listening to you talk about gathering your listeners who live near Linda Finkel to go to her house.
Right.
Now, anything worth doing is worth doing right. What they have to do is wait until the holiday season and go caroling. Get all dressed up, candles, whatever. Go to her house, and when she opens the door, start singing her songs at her then. And videotape it. Yeah.
All
right, bye.
All night long.
Tim, it's Matt from Troy, New York.
Hi, Matt.
I was looking at the Wikipedia at the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame page, and I went to her MySpace, and I found out that she's from Schenectady, New York.
Oh, we got another one here.
Right in my general area.
We got another one here.
I just thought that was cool. All right, Kev.
Well, you could possibly be joining in on all of the caroling fun.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about your last caller that just made a voice message just now. Hey, fuck you, buddy. Do you even know what you're talking about? You're a little bastard.
Oh.
You just gotta go get raped by a fucking monkey.
Yeah. You hear that guy from New York? Take that. Poor guy didn't deserve that. Yes, hello. Caller, you're on the air. All right.
Jigu Tim, just from Buffalo. Shaga, fligarabarabasubarabara. I just want to let you know that I've had the experience. I had Jesus come into my room, and he fucked me. He fucked my ass, shaka. And it was wonderful. He filled me with the glory of his big, lustrous cock. And all I can say to you is if you just say the prayer, go on the website, go to the girl that started this whole craze.
Yes, Aurora in the Desert, I believe, is her name. And she's been constantly updating her YouTube channel. I'll have to see if there's any funny videos and maybe play some for you.
Prayer with her. And shaka, all you need to do is just say the prayer, and Jesus will come in and give you his big 12-inch cock. And it will...
All right, we get it.
Timothy raped small children with his mouth, Henson.
What?
This is Furry Fox. Just FYI, that sound clip you played yesterday on the show, that wasn't exactly anime. That was hentai, the anime equivalent of porn.
Yeah, but isn't that a type of anime?
Which actually,
is it hentai? Hentai? Yeah,
that was hentai, the
hentai.
Anime equivalent of porn.
Okay.
Which actually I get quite turned on by.
Oh,
that
okay.
Furry porn.
Oh,
nothing
right.
Quite like seeing two foxes goading at it.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way...
Nothing quite like that.
Hey, I shat the color blue out of my ass.
What did you drink?
It was creepy, and I shat green.
Would you have some of that... what's that blue alcohol thing drink? That was, I think my nephew was drinking. Tattoo. Or my sister, maybe, had the blue
what's
shits.
This is David from...
It was called Tattoo or something.
I'm a recently new listener, and I love your fucking show.
Welcome to the program!
I was going back through the archives a little bit.
Yeah.
Your 317.09 show, and you're talking about Rapist Paradise, and I noticed that on today's show...
Oh, did I do another?
Talked about Sagger's Paradise.
Yeah, anytime I see the word paradise, I immediately think Gangster's Paradise. What can I say? I'm a Coolio super fan.
Same thing. I don't know. No, love the show,
I'm the regional Coolio fan club president.
The Harpo Garvey, roughly, is a sitting-down shower. Harpo being from the Latin derivative of sitting down.
Harpo is also Oprah backwards. I don't know if there's a conspiracy there.
Jarvi being that of a Bulgarian descendant of shower, a sitting down shower. It's a theme in variations. You see, you can take a much hotter shower sitting down because the water cools as it goes through the air.
Go on.
Have to sit back, look up at the steam fantasies.
Why would Raymond 14 know any of that?
It's a fish pillow. The Harpo Jarvi shower!
Harpo Jarvi. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our FHGL website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, it's no God.
They clean themselves, but they still smell bad.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. We're barely clinging on to the top 10. Get it. Push us up there. If you haven't voted in the month of July, do so right now. It takes just a second. Subscribe via iTunes. More importantly, subscribe to The Sideshow. And we will be back tomorrow with a big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. So you move next door. I locked you out. You cut a hole in the wall. I found you sleeping next to me. I thought I was alone. You're driving me crazy. When are you coming home? Oh, I pussy. Oh, I pussy. Oh, I pussy. Oh, I pussy.